This is Toby Sumter with your Cross Politic Daily News Brief for Friday, April 24th, 2020. 26.5 million Americans have filed for unemployment. Another 4.4 million Americans filed for jobless aid last week, bringing the total to over 26 million in the last 5 weeks since the coronavirus panic set in. That's one in six American workers. That's more than the number of people who live in the 10 largest U.S. cities combined. Economists are estimating that the unemployment rate could hit 20% by the end of April. This is the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression, but most economists do not believe this downturn will last near as long as the Great Depression. Discussion centers around whether the rebound will be quick and what they say is V-shaped, or slower and more U-shaped. During the Great Depression, unemployment stayed high for nearly a decade, with the jobless rate remaining above 14% from 1931 all the way to 1940. But unemployment is considered likely to remain elevated well into next year and probably beyond. Europe's economies, too, are headed for severe recessions, with surveys of economic activity released Thursday hitting all-time lows. The downturn is putting at risk up to 59 million jobs, 26% of employment in the European Union, according to McKinsey, a consulting firm. Snohomish County Sheriff Adam Forney says Washington State's isolation order is unconstitutional, noting that the virus is real and has taken 97 lives in Snohomish County. Sheriff Adam Forney wrote on Facebook, "This is a very serious issue and the appropriate precautions need to be taken to protect our most vulnerable populations. I am worried about the economy and I am worried about Washingtonians that need to make a living for their family as more data floods in week by week and day by day about this pandemic. I think it is clear that the models have not been entirely accurate." Forney continued, "As elected leaders, I think we should be questioning the governor when it makes sense to do so. Are pot shops really essential, or did he allow them to stay in business because of the government taxes received from them? That seems like a reasonable question. If pot shops are essential, then why aren't gun shops essential? Our governor has told us that private building construction must stop as it is not essential, but government construction is okay to continue. So let me get this right. According to the governor, if you are employed or contracted by the government to build government things, you can still make a living for your family in spite of any health risk. If you are a construction worker in the private sector, you cannot make a living and support your family because the health risk is too high. This contradiction is not okay, and in my opinion, is bordering on unethical." Sheriff Forney continued, "If this coronavirus is so lethal and we have shut down our roaring economy to save lives, then it should be all or nothing. The government should not be picking winners or losers when it comes to being able to make an income for your family. If the virus is so lethal, it shouldn't matter whether you are building a school for the government, building a new housing development, restaurant owner, or you happen to be an independent contractor. If we are going to allow government contractors and pot shops to continue to make a living for their families, then it's time to open up this freedom for other small business owners who are comfortable operating in the current climate. This is the great thing about freedom. If you are worried about getting sick, you have the freedom to choose to stay home. If you need to make a living for your family and are comfortable doing so, you should have the freedom to do so." Forney continued, "I have not carried out any enforcement for the current stay-at-home order. As this order has continued on for well over a month now and a majority of our residents cannot return to work to provide for their families, I have received a lot of outreach from concerned members of our community asking if Governor Inslee's order is a violation of our constitutional rights. As your Snohomish County Sheriff, yes, I believe that preventing business owners to operate their businesses and provide for their families intrudes on our right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As your elected sheriff, I will always put your constitutional rights above politics or popular opinion. We have the right to peaceably assemble. We have the right to keep and bear arms. We have the right to attend church services of any denomination. The impacts of COVID-19 no longer warrant the suspension of our constitutional rights. Along with other elected sheriffs around our state, the Snohomish County Sheriff's Office will not be enforcing an order preventing religious freedoms or constitutional rights." Also in Washington State, Franklin County is back open for business, they say. At least they were for one day. The unanimous decision on Tuesday by three county commissioners defies Washington Governor Jay Inslee's stay-at-home order, which is in effect until May 4th. As far as I'm concerned, the county is open, and I'd encourage people within the law and within the parameters of their own safety. We're adults, we can make decisions to behave accordingly. That's what I'm doing, said Commissioner Brad Peck. The commissioners, all Republican, decided to reopen their county 1 month after Inslee, a Democrat, announced the shutdown in light of the coronavirus pandemic. But the governor's office pushed back Tuesday evening, calling their decision a wrong-headed approach that could expose them to legal liability. David Postman, Inslee's chief of staff, told reporters at a statewide telephone news conference that Franklin County is putting businesses in legal jeopardy and putting citizens' health in jeopardy. Local governments can be stricter than the state if they choose. They can't be looser. The law doesn't allow it, he said. The order is clearly rooted in statute and constitutional authority, and a county governing body does not have the right, the legal authority in any way, to take a vote and deem something unconstitutional. That's a rule for the courts, he said. He said the state is preparing a letter to the commissioners. The three commissioners, along with the Benton County commissioners, make up the governing board of the Benton-Franklin Health District. Pasco City Manager Dave Zabel said the commissioner's motion does not have an impact on the incorporated portions of the county, Pasco, Connell, and Colutus. Zabel added that he's heard the county motion is under review by prosecutor Sean Sant and is interested to see what the attorney's legal opinion is on this. Franklin County commissioners do not have the authority to do this, said Tara Lee, communications director. Only the Washington State Supreme Court can declare something unconstitutional. Inslee's Proclamation 2025 cites RCW 4306-220 in declaring a state of emergency. Peck read from the state law during the meeting but based his statement on the second and fourth sections, which are not mentioned in or applicable to the governor's order. The legislature has approved extending the order on April 15th. However, the Franklin County jailbreak was short-lived as the Board of Commissioners then proceeded to vote on Thursday to rescind their previously passed motion that had declared the county open for business. This comes after General Counsel for Governor Inslee, Catherine Leathers, sent a letter to county officials Wednesday stating that its bid to reopen early was unlawful and that if individuals or businesses refused to comply with the state's stay-at-home order, the governor would direct that criminal and/or civil charges be pursued. Meanwhile, Justin Trudeau promises a ban on assault-style weapons after a terrible mass shooting in Nova Scotia. Laura Mize, Discern News, reports. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has promised a ban on assault-style weapons after a weekend mass shooting in Nova Scotia that has now claimed at least 23 lives. The shooting began late Saturday and lasted almost 14 hours as the gunman pretended to be a policeman in a mock police car and pulled over victims across many communities before killing them. It's the deadliest shooting in Canadian history. It is not known what type of weapon was used in the shooting. I can say that we were on the verge of introducing legislation to ban assault-style weapons across this country, Trudeau said in a press briefing Monday. It was interrupted when the pandemic caused Parliament to be suspended, but we have every intention of moving forward on that measure and potentially other measures when Parliament returns. During the 2019 Canadian federal election, Trudeau's platform included a prohibition against military-style assault weapons. He also promoted a policy to allow territories and provinces to design their own laws against handguns. This is Toby Sumpter with your Cross Politic News. You can find this show and all the others on the Fight Laugh Feast Network at crosspolitic.com or fightlaughfeast.com or on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight Laugh Feast. Our app is the only way to get our brand new baseball show, In the Bullpen, with Mark Dewey. Perhaps the best worldview baseball podcast ever. Support Rowdy Christian Media and become a Fight Laugh Feast club member. And for a limited time, you can get your very own Fight Laugh Feast t-shirt and access to tons of content. Pastors in Politics, our Worldview Shotgun series, biblical counseling, business principles, end times, madness, all of it. You can get it all. And $100 off your registration for our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference, where we hope to meet many of you in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd. Go to fightlaughfeast.com, find out more, and register now. Have a great day.